USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A man wearing a fake explosive vest stabbed several people in London, killing two in what police are treating as a terrorist attack before being tackled by members of the public and then fatally shot by officers on the London Bridge. Police said the attacker was Usman Khan, a 28-year-old who was released on probation last year after serving 6 years for other terrorism offenses. Metropolitan Police Chief Cressida Dick said two stabbing victims had died and three injured people are in serious condition in hospitals after the attack, which unfolded just yards from the site of a deadly 2017 van and knife rampage. Police said Khan was convicted in 2012 of terrorism offenses and released in December 2018 on license, which means he had to meet certain conditions or face recall to prison. He was wearing an electronic ankle bracelet. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Democrats in Florida have submitted 18 candidates for the March 17th presidential primary. The crowded field submitted to state election officials ahead of the deadline include the most recent entries, Michael Bloomberg and Deval Patrick. Florida's primary could prove crucial with the state's 219 delegates at stake, but half the country will have already voted by the time Floridians go to the polls, as that falls 2 weeks after the pivotal Super Tuesday bonanza when 14 states and two other jurisdictions hold Democratic primaries. Black Friday enthusiasts woke up before dawn and traveled cross-state to their favorite malls in search of hot deals, kicking off a shortened shopping season. But the ever-growing popularity of online shopping and holiday discounts that started weeks earlier lightened the frenzy. This year, more people got a head start on gift hunting, lured by deals from retailers trying to compensate for the shorter season. The shopping season this year is the shortest since 2013 because Thanksgiving fell on the last Thursday in November, the latest possible date it could be. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
This Sunday is World AIDS Day, and experts say it should be a reminder that the disease is still a serious threat. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
There have been great strides in making it so that AIDS is no longer a death sentence, but many people still don't have access to the health care and medication they need. The World Health Organization and Joint United Nations Program on HIV/AIDS are launching a campaign called 90-90-90. The idea is that by the end of 2020, 90% of everyone infected will know they're infected, 90% of those will be getting therapy, and 90% of that group will have the virus suppressed. I'm Chris Barnes.
Arizona Cardinals cornerback Josh Shaw has now been suspended indefinitely for betting on NFL games on multiple occasions this season. The first time in more than 35 years a player has been banned for gambling. The league announced the suspension as Shaw was banned for at least the rest of this season and the entire 2020 season. He can petition for reinstatement on February 15, 2021. Suspensions of NFL players for betting are rare. The highest profile case was in 1963 when Paul Hornung of the Green Bay Packers and Alex Karras of the Detroit Lions were banned for the entire season. Both were reinstated the following season, and Hornung went on to make the Hall of Fame. In the most recent case, Baltimore Colts quarterback Art Schleister was suspended in 1983 for betting on NFL games and other sporting events. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.